All right, and this is a kind of a gourd-like thing that the children, they're orange, and they grow flat on the ground, and children at Halloween like to carve them. And,
well, it would be a pumpkin. It'd be a
pumpkin's fine. Now, what do you call these other things that are related to pumpkins that you grow out in the garden? Sometimes they're shaped long and...
Well, we have the squash and...
What different kinds of squash?
Oh, there's different, big variety of different kinds of squash. We have the... dozens of different varieties of squash, old kind of shapes.
Uh-huh.
And we have the gourd that hangs up. It likes to go up on the fence, and we make the bird nests out of those. The gourd, and you use them. We have them with long handles on. Use them then for drinking water in, or you back when used to when they made homemade lye, they'd use those to dip the lye out. The lye wouldn't eat them, wouldn't hurt it like it would metal.
Oh, I see.
That lye, raw lye, would eat metal up, and eat metal.
But it wouldn't bother the...
With a gourd, it'd just eat the fat off and then leave the hull, you know, so
I see.
That was good to handle lye with.
What kinds of melons are you familiar with?
Well, we have two different kinds of watermelon and marshmallow and cantaloupe.
Now, is a marshmallow and cantaloupe the same thing?
They're both about, I don't know what the difference. I'd say the cantaloupe maybe would go longer. I don't know what the difference would be. Maybe go a little bit longer than the cantaloupe, but they're both in about the same family.
And you grow watermelon, raise watermelon around here?
Yeah, we have some on the place now.
What kind do you have?
I have the, I'd have to look up in my catalog over there and know the name of them there.
Can you think of any different names of varieties of watermelon offhand?
No, I don't know them well enough to. If you'd mention some of them, I could.
Well, I've seen things like rattlesnake or
Tennessee. You see what would be some of the Tennessee.
We can look at it after a while. That's okay. I just wondered if you. I don't have any examples, but I've heard it called rattlesnake.
Well, that's one name for some of them. Rattlesnake seeming like they.
And these are little things that grow close to the ground. They have they're kind of round on the top, look like, they're kind of shaped like this, look like kind of like little umbrellas. They grow close to the ground.
They have toadstools and mushrooms. And,
okay. Now the toadstools are the ones you can't eat, right?
This old man was celebrating his 100th anniversary, and so they asked him, said, now what do you attribute your long life to? Toadstools. What? Why, they're poison. Said, yes, yeah, said, I didn't eat them. Yeah, so there's one kind they look a lot alike, the toadstools and the mushrooms. The mushrooms are very delicious.
Uh-huh.
They taste about like oysters. You fry them in meal and they taste like oysters.
Uh-huh.
But the toadstools are very poisonous. No
kill for them. If you had something stuck in, his throat, you'd say he couldn't?
I couldn't breathe, or I was strangled, or...
Couldn't get it down, you'd say he couldn't?
Yeah, he couldn't swallow.
Sure. And things people smoke are called?
Cigarettes and cigars and pipes and...
Okay. And if you don't owe anything to anyone at all, you'd say, I'm not to anybody.
I'm not in debt to anybody, or I owe no man anything.
Okay, and someone asked you if you're able to do something, you'd say, yes, I do it.
Yeah, I'm able to do that.
And if you're not, you'd say, no, I...
I just can't carry on.
Okay. But if you are, you'd say, yes, I do it.
I'd be glad to do it.
But you're able to do it. You say, yes, I can't. Yes, and someone says, you can't do that, and you'd say, oh, yes, I.
Oh, yes, I can. Well, I did that many a time.